Married at First Sight, Chapter 4381. Her husband continued to dream. He no longer worried about his children's marriages. They had grown up, developed their own ideas, and knew the kind of life they wanted. If his daughter fell in love, she could bring the man home so they could see what their future son-in-law looked like. He cared little about anything beyond that. Children and grandchildren have their own blessings, and once children grow up, parents can no longer control them. As long as the parents remained healthy, that alone was a way of supporting their children. No more words were spoken that night. The next morning, when Elora woke up, it was a little after 7. She checked the time on her phone and sat up. Since taking over the family business, she hadn't slept this late. She was used to getting up early, exercising, eating breakfast, and heading to work. Perhaps it was because she had temporarily laid down her burdens, or maybe it was the comforting atmosphere of the York family. Either way, she was in a good mood, slept deeply, and didn't dream at all. She didn't wake until after 7. Elora quickly washed up and changed her clothes. After finishing, she grabbed her phone and hurried to open the door. As she opened it, she found Tillam York standing there, just about to knock. Seeing her appear, Tillam York naturally lowered his hand and smiled. "S. Zachary York G., Elora, good morning. Did you sleep well last night? I prepared breakfast for you." Although Elora could have eaten the food prepared by the household chef, Tillam York still insisted on cooking for her himself. He wanted to win her heart through her stomach. Elora's expression softened. "Good morning. I slept very well last night. It's been a long time since I've slept so soundly. It feels good to put down my burdens for a while and truly relax. I can eat the food prepared by your family's chef. You don't have to get up so early to make breakfast for me yourself." She was also a little worried that her future in-laws might be unhappy about it. Tillam York pulled her into a hug, gave her a good morning kiss, then took her hand and walked downstairs with her. "I still prefer to cook your meals myself," he said. "I came back too late last night and didn't have enough time, so I could only let you make do. I'm just afraid your parents and family will mind. It's rare for you to come home, yet you still had to get up early to prepare breakfast for me," Elora said softly, worried that someone might overhear. The house was so quiet that even a slightly raised voice could easily be heard. "How could that be?" Tillam York chuckled. "My grandma trained me to be a chef just so I could cook for you. Everyone in my family knows this. If I didn't cook for you even for one day, my family would probably scold me, and my brother might even kick me." He added with a smile, "If you hadn't eaten anything last night, my grandma would have made me cook for you right away. She wouldn't have let you settle for anything less." "Elora." Tillam York gently lifted her hand, kissed the back of it, and gazed at her with deep affection. "Elora, I will take care of you, spoil you, and love you for the rest of our lives. Please don't push me away, or I'll think you don't love me. Maybe I'm not doing it perfectly yet and have made you feel uncomfortable. As for my family, you don't need to worry about them being unhappy. They'll only be even more delighted seeing how stable and loving we are. You've met my brothers and sisters-in-law. They're all so affectionate with each other, you can even see it in their expressions. And my parents, uncles, and aunts, they're just the same. Even after decades of marriage, their love is as fresh as first love. My grandfather has passed, but if he were still here, you would see just how much he doted on my grandmother." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4382. Dudu Villa was built by my grandfather for my grandmother. It cost an enormous amount of money decades ago, which shows just how much he loved her. In the York family, doting on their wives isn't just talk, they truly practice it. This tradition has been passed down from generation to generation without exception. My original family is truly wonderful. Elora smiled softly. "All right, I believe you. Watch the road, we're almost downstairs. Be careful not to fall. Hearing this, Tullum York tightened his hold on her hand and continued leading her downstairs. It's so quiet. Has no one else gotten up yet? She asked. Or maybe she was the last one to wake up. Tullum York replied, Grandma and my mom got up early. They've already brought breakfast to my sister-in-law. She's being discharged from the hospital today. Everyone else will probably head to the hospital a little later. Elora said with a touch of envy, Your sister-in-law is really lucky. Everyone treats her so well. After giving birth and being discharged from the hospital, her in-laws personally went to pick her up. It clearly showed Serenity's esteemed position in her husband's family. A status no one could surpass or threaten. As the wife of the eldest grandson and the future matriarch of the York family, Serenity's role needed to be secure to lead the family properly. To uphold the family's strong traditions, from the old lady down to the ninth young master, everyone gave Serenity the utmost respect, ensuring no other young mistress could overshadow her. Elora, I'll make you the object of everyone's envy, jealousy, and admiration too, Tullum York promised warmly. Elora also understood the real reason the York family valued Serenity so highly. If she were in the position of an elder, she would have made the same choice. Once the wife of the eldest son or eldest grandson is chosen as the future matriarch, she must be given enough respect and authority to manage the family well and to ensure the younger generations treat her properly. Since the wife of the eldest son, or eldest grandson, has been chosen as the head of the family, she must be given enough respect and authority to manage the household properly and prevent younger siblings from treating her disrespectfully. Although she hadn't met Hai Tong yet, she could imagine that someone able to win Zachary York's heart must be extraordinary. Tullum York mentioned that all of his brother's wives were selected early on by their grandmother. Serenity was no exception, though her case was a bit special. After meeting Serenity, their grandmother secretly obtained her birth date and had a fortune teller calculate it. Only after confirming that Serenity and Zachary York were destined to be husband and wife in this lifetime did the old lady do everything she could to bring them together. Zachary York's fate was considered weak, and if he missed this destined match, he would have remained single for life. It's fine if others envy me, Elora said with a smile, but don't be jealous or hate me. She added, even without you, I would still be the object of others' envy, jealousy, and resentment. She had become the head of the Ormond family at a young age and was immensely wealthy. In Annenberg, she was known as the richest woman. Compared to other wealthy ladies who relied on their husbands, she stood on her own. She controlled her household, made all the major decisions, and answered to no one. Rich, powerful, and independent, she didn't need to cater to anyone's whims. This was why so many women envied and resented her. Tullum York chuckled, then let me also become the object of envy, jealousy, and hatred. Elora, from now on, you must pamper me, love me, and make me the happiest man in the world. Elora couldn't help but laugh. Love is mutual. If you treat me well, I will naturally treat you well, she said. Don't worry, I'll keep you in my heart. Tullum York already cherished her as if she were his life itself. Your words are getting sweeter and sweeter. You're really changing the way I see you, she teased. I mean every word from the bottom of my heart, Tullum York said seriously. When two people are deeply in love, sweet words come naturally, flowing from the heart without any effort. Married at First Sight Chapter 4383. While the young couple were being affectionate on one side, Serenity had already started her breakfast on the other. The old lady cradled her little great-grandson in her arms, teasing him as she said to Tanya York, The more I look at him, the more he resembles Serenity. Tanya York walked over to admire his precious grandson and replied, Serenity carried him for 10 months and went through so much hardship. Of course he would look like her. His daughter-in-law was beautiful, and his grandson, taking after her, would surely grow into a handsome young man. As long as the child was healthy, Tanya York didn't mind whether he resembled his son or his daughter-in-law. Babies change every day. Our little one is much cuter now than he was when he was just born, Tanya York said, revealing their true thoughts. When the child was first born, they had all thought he looked a little plain. After all the other children they had seen like Sunny, and the little ones from the Butcham family were exceptionally cute. Every one of them was an adorable little darling. The old lady smiled and said, "Our children are always the cutest. Baby, today you'll be discharged from the hospital and finally go home." Her face was full of warmth and kindness. Just then, the little one opened his eyes and gave a wide, unconscious grin at the old lady. Even though newborns only smile reflexively and not in response to people, the old lady was still overjoyed. She said to her daughter-in-law, "The baby smiled. He's so adorable. He smiled at me, and my heart just melted." Tanya York leaned in to tease his grandson, S. Zachary York G., "Come on, baby, smile at grandma again." Sure enough, the little guy smiled once more. Tanya York laughed and said happily, "He seems to understand. This child is going to be so cheerful in the future. He won't be like Zachary York, always walking around with a stern face, like someone owes him hundreds of millions." While packing up, Zachary York overheard and said, "Mom, just because you have a grandson now, you don't have to step on your son like that. Am I really that unlovable?" "You're not cute at all," his mother said bluntly. "You've been serious since you were little. Why do you think your brothers are all afraid of you? It's that face of yours." She added with a chuckle, "Thankfully, serenity melted your heart and made you smile more. Before you got married, your mom hardly ever saw you smile. Thanks to serenity for melting you and making you smile." "Before you got married, mom hardly ever saw you smile," she said warmly. The old lady added, "Zachary York was raised by me and his grandfather. It's not just that others didn't see him smile, we rarely did either. When he was happy, he had a stern face, and when he was upset, it was even darker. His grandfather used to say he was very cunning, but I think he just didn't know how to smile." "Zachary York." He decided not to respond, in case they continued stepping all over him. It wasn't that he never laughed before marriage, he had, just very rarely. Meanwhile, after Serenity finished her breakfast, Zachary York went to clear the dishes. At that moment, Jasmine and Josh knocked on the door and entered. Jasmine was carrying a bouquet of flowers. Seeing the two arrive, Zachary York said, "You're here so early. We heard Serenity is being discharged today, so we came early to see if you needed help packing," Jasmine replied. She had left her son in the care of her mother-in-law. The boy wasn't picky, switching easily between breast milk and formula, unlike many children who refused formula after being breastfed. Josh added, "It's the weekend anyway, so I'm not going back to the company. I'm free to come with my wife and help bring sister Serenity home." Having spent his days entirely focused on his wife and son, Zachary York had lost track of time. He asked, "It's the weekend already? I didn't even realize." Josh teased, "You've been out of touch with the company for so long, of course you don't know what day it is. I've been crazy busy lately." "After Sister Serenity is discharged, you'll need to go back to work even if just for half a day." Zachary York simply ignored him. Married at First Sight Chapter 4384. While Serenity was in confinement after giving birth, Zachary York had to act as a nanny, taking care of both his newborn son and his beloved wife. The company's affairs were being managed by several of his cousins. Even without him, the York Group continued to operate smoothly, unlike the early years after he first took over. He had been leading the York Group for nearly 10 years. Josh stayed in the small hall, chatting with Zachary York, who was washing dishes in the bathroom. Meanwhile, Jasmine, holding a bouquet of flowers, walked into the inner room. "Serenity," she called. Seeing her friend already changed into her clothes, Jasmine smiled and said, "Looks like you can't wait to be discharged. The paperwork isn't even done yet, and you're already dressed and ready to leave. She handed the bouquet to Serenity. Serenity accepted it with a smile and said, "Thank you." Then she added, "I stayed in the hospital much longer than you did. I was admitted early to wait for delivery, but you had an emergency delivery. After giving birth, you only stayed 2 or 3 days before going home. Nobody likes Zachary York in a hospital longer than necessary. Of course, I can't wait to go home." Having a baby was a joyful event, but she still preferred the comfort of home over the hospital. Jasmine laughed along. "Aunt, aunt." Sunny's excited shouts came from outside, and the boy soon appeared, running into the room. Duncan wasn't even using his wheelchair. He hurried after Sunny, calling out, "Sunny, slow down. Be careful not to fall." Liberty quickly reminded him, "Duncan, don't worry about him. Take care of yourself. You're not fully recovered yet, don't rush." Sunny was running so fast that she wasn't worried about her son falling, but she was very concerned that her husband, still not completely healed, might fall out of worry. Sunny ran quickly. Serenity wasn't worried about her son, but rather about her husband, who had yet to fully recover and might fall in his haste. Duncan's legs were still healing. If he fell, he would suffer for days. Meanwhile, Sunny had already rushed into the room and thrown himself into Serenity's arms. Jasmine gently pulled him back and said with a smile, "Sunny, you charged in like a little buffalo. Be careful not to bump into your aunt. She hasn't fully recovered yet." "I can't pick you up yet," Serenity added with a smile. "But come slowly, and Auntie will hold you for a bit. It's been so long since I last hugged our Sunny." She squatted down, opened her arms, and waited for her little nephew to come to her. Sunny leaned into her embrace, but Serenity only tightened her arms around him without lifting him up. Although she had delivered naturally, it had only been a few days since the birth, and she didn't dare carry Sunny yet. The little guy had grown heavier. In the later stages of her pregnancy, she had stopped carrying him, so it had been a long time since she last held him. No wonder he had rushed into her arms so eagerly. Sunny hugged her tightly and nuzzled against her, "Zachary York, Aunt, I missed you so much. You haven't hugged me in a long time. When Auntie finishes her confinement, she'll hold our Sunny properly," Serenity said warmly. "You'll always be the cutest and most sensible nephew in Auntie's heart." Serenity guessed the little guy was worried she would love him less now that she had a baby. After all, she had helped care for him from birth to now, when he was already 5 years old. Their bond was strong, and she loved him like her own son. "Auntie, I love you so much," Sunny said earnestly. Serenity smiled lovingly and replied, "Auntie loves you too. Even though you have a younger brother now, Auntie's love for you won't change. In Auntie's heart, you and your brother are equally precious. I'll never love you any less."